The Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service, or NAS, has released the first survey-based production forecast for the 2020-2021 U.S. cotton crop. The service forecasts 18.1 million bales of cotton for this growing season. The latest report also calls for lower harvested area and higher yield compared to last month's estimates. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with her analysis of the report.
Acreage is projected to be 12.2 million bales, while abandonment is expected to increase to 24% as compared to 16% in 2019. This is due to a large number of unharvested acres in Texas. The first FSA-certified acreage report for the 20 crop year was just released, showing 26% of Texas dryland acres unharvested and 14% of Texas irrigated acres. Of course, this was the first report. Additional data will be included as we get more into the crop year. Part of the South Texas crop was just impacted by Hurricane Hanna as well. With lower harvested area in the southwest, the U.S. yield is projected at a record 938 pounds per acre, which is 14% higher than in 2019. The U.S. yield per harvested acre has only been above 900 pounds one time in 2017, when the yield was 905 pounds per acre. U.S. mill use is projected to be 2.7 million bales for the 2021 crop year. The season average farm price is forecast at 59 cents per pound, which is unchanged from last month.
The 2021 world cotton outlook includes higher production and ending stocks, but lower beginning stocks, consumption, and trade.
World production is 1.3 million bales higher, as lower production in Mali and Greece is more than offset by increases for India, the U.S., and Australia. USDA lowered the 2021 consumption estimate to 113.1 million bales as compared to 114.3 million bales last month. This is still a very large recovery from 1920 and may be a bit too optimistic. World ending stocks are projected to increase to 105 million bales, with over 69 million bales outside of China. Again, another record level. Large stocks and reduced demand will continue to put downward pressure on prices in the 2021 crop year.